It's language which permanently repeals the 2011 law that has come to be known as the Haddam land swap. It's an issue I feel very strongly about. It's an issue that the people I represent feel strongly about. And I am pleased that this repeal language is in the bill before us today. Just to refresh everyone's memory about the 2011 land swap law, it provided that the state could enter into an even swap of 17.4 acres of state-owned wildlife management area in Haddam for a 87-acre tract of woodland adjacent to the state forest in Higginham, owned by a private developer. I know many of you feel, as I do, that the Connecticut River is one of the most beautiful rivers in the world. The state's 17.4 acre of land in the swap overlooks Eagles Landing State Park. A short distance away, you have an amazing view of the Haddam Swing Bridge and the historic Goodspeed Opera House. During the 2011 land swap debate, Senator McKinney asked why the state had not taken a position on the swap. Senator Meyer also questioned why the deal had not been vetted by the state, and Senator Meyer also asked why the swap had not been examined to see if the state would be getting a fair share of value in the trade. Many of my constituents were concerned about the swap and that it would set a precedent which would undermine the principle of our conservation policies. After it passed, that 2011 law was met with disappointment in the towns I represent. Conservationists were upset, sports people were upset, people from all walks of life were disappointed. And that disappointment centered around what can be summed up in two words: the process. It was an example of insider politics gone bad. Many citizens of Haddam and surrounding towns felt and still feel disenfranchised. And I give a tremendous amount of credit to the environmentalists, conservationists, for having the courage to speak out. Some people called the deal a scarlet letter on the state's environmental record, and they were absolutely right. The 2011 Haddam land swap was irresponsible. The process was not followed. The people's voice was taken away. That's not democracy, and we are better than that. Today we have a chance to make it right. Today we have an opportunity to restore the public's faith. Today we can permanently repeal the land swap. Again, on behalf of many and many residents in the 33rd District Senate, I thank you for including this repeal language, and I'm asking my fellow senators for their vote in favor of this measure. Thank you.
Will you mark?